The Deputy Chief of Staff, Junior Kofi, says those state enterprises were created to serve the interest of the state and the public. It does not mean they should run losses and waste the taxpayers' money. Speaking at the opening of a seminar on balanced scorecard for heads of state enterprises in Accra, Mr. Osei Kofi said the blame must go to those who are appointed to state enterprises because they look on blindly until nothing is left to salvage in the state organizations they were mandated to head. He added that the situation must not only be discussed, but action must be taken to stop it. Irabna Paha reports.
Most state enterprises in Ghana have either folded up or is a shadow of themselves due to a number of reasons. As a result, the State Enterprises Commission, as part of mechanisms to strengthen and reposition state enterprises, is holding a five-day seminar for heads of state institutions in Accra. Deputy Chief of Staff, Johnny Osei Kofi, who opened the seminar, said the challenges confronting state-owned institutions are enormous. He said, talking about the problem alone is not enough, but action is needed to salvage state enterprises in order for them to perform the mandates for which they were established.
Private companies are more likely to be profit-oriented. State company is the human factor that is part of the organization of the company. If our companies collapse, but it is because those who run it did not do what they were expected. We will have to be very vigilant. When I say we, it's government, all those who are expected to be checking, to be auditing, will be expected to do what they're supposed to do, to have the commitment to do it. This is a problem that we have to not talk about, but we have to react against it. Audit service must help us to do very honest work, the activities of government-owned businesses. If the audit group do their work well, then it will be up to the law enforcement to deal with any organization that has been found to be working outside the law.
Executive Chairman of the State Enterprises Commission, Dr. Kaminta Bamizie, cited the Ghana Railway Company as one of such state enterprise which needs total restructuring.
That the issues of Ghana Railway Company goes beyond just making losses. In fact, it is an organization that needs complete restructuring, complete recapitalization, and to bring in the system that will ensure that it will be able to operate and operate appropriately. If you look at the railway network, for example, it dates back to colonial times. Most of them are dated, they are out of use, and the rolling stocks are all old. And it's the reason why they are not able to complete effectively. It is seen that the CEO is not performing well, and we realize that it's out of corruption and other things. His Excellency simply wants the person, if the person is culpable of any criminal activities, the law will take its own course.
He explained the role the balance scorecard will play in the activities of state enterprises.
The balance scorecard in itself has an inbuilt mechanism to ensure that corruption doesn't take place. It's going to ensure that we have the internal controls and monitoring system built into the system itself. Once that is done, we will be able to put in the right systems and follow the right processes. And once the systems are there, most of them are going to be computer-based, put in the information. Nobody can go in and, for example, manipulate things. And so you see that every single process is backed up by a particular system, and it will make it difficult for anybody to indulge in corruption.
More than 30 heads of state enterprises are attending the seminar. They'll be educated on how the balanced scorecard works. They'll be expected to identify problems and find solutions for them in their respective institutions.
Irabna Paha reporting.